Bosworth swings it cross court. Oh, almost stolen. Jaden Shep will plant for a three. It is good. Jaden Shep nails a three. 60-57, 55 seconds remaining.
The Richland Center boys basketball team won a non-conference game last night, 62-57, over visiting Black River Falls. The Hornets built a 10-point lead in the second half before the Tigers went on a 12-0 run to take the lead, which they would not give up until late in the game. Wes Bosworth had a three-point play after making a basket and getting fouled to help the team draw closer and then tie it at 57. But then that three-point basket from Jaden Shep and two free throws from brother Trayton Shep, and the Hornets were able to claim the victory against their Cooley Conference opponent. Richland Center improved to 8-8 for the season. Hornets senior Wes Bosworth had 24 points to lead all scorers. Jaden Shep had 13, including 3 three-pointers. Other scorers for Richland Center were Liam Fingerson with 9. Trayton Shep scored 6. Brady Dosh and Garrison Weiss both had 5. The team struggled at the free throw line as they shot 12 for 29. They made 4 three-pointers. The Tigers were led by sophomore Braylon Backus with 22. Nolan Beam added 15. And Cecil Lopez put in 14. BRF was 10 for 14 from the line, and they made 9 three-pointers. The Hornets lost the JV game to the visitors 50-45. Following the 62-57 win, the Hornets will prepare to host conference foe Platteville coming up Thursday night. Black River Falls is now 2-12 on the season. They will face Viroqua on Friday night. Weston picked up a win 100-83 over Riverdale last night. Leading scorers for Weston were Garrett Jennings with 31, Trevor Westfall 26, and Isaac Jennings added 21. Garrett Jennings went over the 1,000-point scoring mark for his high school career. For Riverdale, Bevan Dennis had 32, including 9 three-pointers. Henry Drone added 23. Owen Blankenship, 18 for Riverdale. Elsewhere, it was Ithaca getting the win against Brookwood, 65-41, and Highland over Cassville, 88-49. Highland's Wes Cressinger going over 1,000 career points in that game last night for the Cardinals. Mount Horeb over Platteville, 91-59. Viroqua beat Dodgeville, 78-75. Luther, 82. Cashton, 26. River Ridge over Benton, 84-39. Pittsville, 74. Wanewuck Center, 46. Potosi, 77. Belmont, 52. New Lisbon, 74-69 over Tri-County. In girls basketball, Ithaca was a winner against Brookwood, 51-15. Argyle Pecatonica over River Valley, 77-43. Royal, 70. Black River Falls, 56. Platteville, 60. Mount Horeb, 40. Westby over GET, 60-44. Belmont, 52. Wazika Steuben, 42. It was Belleville over Mineral Point, 60-51. Potosi Cassville 63-60 against East Dubuque. Poinette 57, Wisconsin Heights 40, Westfield 58, Wisconsin Dells 44, and Luther over Toma 53-26. On tonight's schedule, plenty of wrestling at Riverdale. There's a quad being hosted by the Chieftains. It'll get underway at 5 o'clock and featuring Hillsboro, Ithaca Weston, Richland Center, and Riverdale. Richland Center was in action over the weekend in tournament action at Sparta. Caden Stibbe at 113 took 5th. Also a 5th place for Brock Barrett at 132. Ethan Bodendine at 175 finished 8th. Mason Jelenic at 190 was 6th. Ethan Bindle at 215 finished 5th. And Ethan Haiti at 126 was a champion for the Hornets over the weekend. Tonight at Lancaster, the Arrows host Iowa Grant Highland and Boscobel-Wazika Steuben. In basketball action, in girls, it's Westby at Richland Center, River Valley at Boscobel, Fenimore at Riverdale, Iowa Grant at Lancaster, DeSoto visits Kickapoo, Hillsboro at Mauston, Ithaca at New Lisbon, Reedsburg at Baraboo, Viroqua at Seneca, Mount Horeb at Sauk Prairie, and Wisconsin Heights at Dodgeville. In boys basketball, Iowa Grant at Southwestern, Dodgeville at Mineral Point, Cuba City at Lancaster, Monroe at Darlington, Fenimore at Belleville, River Valley at Reedsburg, Mauston travels to the Dells, Prairie du Chien at Westby, Cashton at Royal, Bangor at Nisida, New Lisbon at Hillsboro. In the Ridge and Valley, Wazika Steuben at Lafarge, Weston at Kickapoo, Seneca travels to DeSoto, and North Crawford is at Ithaca. We'll have that game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and online at WRCO.com as the Trojans and Bulldogs rematch. The first one of the year was won by North Crawford in overtime. North Crawford currently unbeaten in the Ridge and Valley. Major Bowling League action last night. Quail Run Golf Links had a 36-15. Cardinal CG 35-22. Frazier Home Improvement a 33-83. Top game, Quail Run Golf Links at 12-41. Cardinal CG at 12-31. Frazier Home Improvement at 11-58. Top series, Travis Bushley a 7-29. Terry Wheaton 106 over average with a 6-79. And Todd Gruber had a 6-57. Also, Travis Bushley at the top game at 268. Todd Gruber at a 258. Kirk Bardo at 257. Ron Cooey bowled a 557, 98 over average. And Fred Kepler bowled a 632, 95 over average. Church League volleyball tonight at 6:30. Church of the Nazarene 1 plays Beulah Wesleyan 2. At 7:15, Bethel Lutheran faces Free Methodist 1. At 8, Grace Community 2 over Boscobel Assembly of God. 8:45, Richland Baptist Temple 4 with a game against Church of the Nazarene 2. And then at 9:30, Richland Baptist Temple 2 plays Hidden Valley Community, Avoca Bible 1. Will have a bye in tonight's league action. The Milwaukee Bucks hit more than 60% from the floor in a 125-110 win at Utah last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard scored 35 points each, and the two stars were good on a combined 30 of 45 shots. Chris Middleton added 22 off the bench. Milwaukee makes a quick turnaround for a back-to-back game tonight in Portland against the Trailblazers. The Bucks were able to get the win, though last night Utah was pesky against them. Here's Doc Rivers.
Yeah, you want to win. Obviously, I thought we had a chance, but give them credit. They kept playing hard. They made shots. I thought Clarkson made a bunch of threes. I wanted to strangle them. But they know, you know, they play hard. They execute. They run their stuff. So it would have been an easy game for them to let go of the rope, and they didn't do that. So give them credit.
For the Bucks again, they'll play tonight against Portland. Also in basketball news, Marquette and Wisconsin each moved up one spot in this week's AP Men's College Basketball Top 25 poll. Marquette stays in the top 10 at number 9 and Wisconsin at number 17. The Golden Eagles are back on the court Tuesday at Butler. The Badgers travel to Maryland for the next Big Ten Conference game on Wednesday. Wisconsin is looking into a former women's basketball player's allegations that she was mistreated by Coach Marissa Mosley and her staff, the school said yesterday. Ball State center Tessa Towers, who played for Wisconsin from 2022 through 24, alleged in a TikTok post over the weekend that her freshman year was completely ruined, in her words. My freshman year of college, I felt like a lab rat for my coaches and staff because they would put me on new medications every other week. Towers wrote in captions over photos of her Wisconsin uniform, I was 17 years old. Elsewhere, despite mediocre results, the Packers have extended the contract with special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia. He had been a candidate to take over as head coach for the Cowboys. Now he will remain in Green Bay. In Bisaccia's first season handling the special teams, the Packers moved up from dead last in the NFL to 22nd. Last year, the same unit dropped back to 29th. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.